B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Thanksgiving dinner turned violent after a man reportedly made an unsuspected visit to his ex-wife's family gathering where she brought her new lover. Officials say they were called to a home at about 5:15 p.m. The incident stemmed from an ex-husband coming over because he was upset about the Thanksgiving celebrations at the home and went to confront his ex-wife, who was there with her apparent new partner.
This is my lover.
The unidentified suspect got into an argument with a family member where he took out a gun and began shooting.
Wow.
At least two people were shot, with one person shot in the hand and another one was shot in the buttocks. Another family member took out his gun and shot the suspect a couple of times as well. Before taking off and reportedly drove himself to the hospital.
When you're sitting around with your family, where does everyone keep their guns?
I do an ankle holster, you know, keep it down there. Another family member, one of the victims who was shot in the buttocks is...
Yes, sir. Bit me directly in the buttocks.
...is expected to be in stable condition. Meanwhile, the person who was shot in the hand was treated at the scene, did not need to be taken to the hospital. The suspect, however, was found and taken to the hospital where he's being treated for serious trauma and life-threatening injuries. The unidentified suspect could face at least two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, but will depend on homicide investigators' decisions. They are not going to charge the other guy because he acted in self-defense.
Sure.
A Virginia woman was arrested after police say she opened fire on a vehicle that had crashed in her backyard. Police say that they were dispatched just before 11:30 Saturday night for reports of shots fired. The caller was 74-year-old Nancy Blow.
Nancy Blow?
B-L-O-U-G-H.
All right, let's go with that.
Blow?
I'm going with Blow.
Who said that she woke up to a vehicle crashing into things in her backyard, including her vehicle. So police say she took out her gun and started shooting at the car.
She thought it was an invasion.
Shot at me, bitch!
She was striking it as it attempted to leave the area. The suspected occupant of the vehicle, Caitlin Yance, was found nearby unharmed and charged with being intoxicated in public. Police say an investigation is still ongoing. Blow is charged with reckless discharge of a firearm and unlawful discharge of a firearm into an occupied vehicle. So they're both in trouble. An Allegheny County man is in prison after state police say he called for help after running out of gas in a stolen SUV.
You got to check your gas level.
Daniel M. Riza called state police and asked for assistance after running out of gas in a gray Audi. But when he was told a trooper was responding, he said he didn't want an officer, and then he hung up. Prank caller, hey.
I stole it.
Was on Old Route 22 in Juniata Township and parked on state game land when state police were on their way. A Pennsylvania state game warden arrived. The trooper also learned as he drove to where Riza was parked that a gray Audi had been reported stolen in Altoona earlier that day. Police noted Riza was out of the vehicle and talking to the game warden when they arrived and checked on the SUV's make, model, vehicle identification number, and registration confirmed it was indeed stolen.
Oh, man.
Riza was charged with a felony count of receiving stolen property, by the way.
Hello.
Lance. Vincent. I'm in big trouble, man.
It's a long call. That's the prank caller clip.
Yeah.
Molly Everett Gibson may only be less than 1 month old, but she has already made history. Weighing 6 pounds, 13 ounces, Molly, who was born on October 26th to parent Tina and Ben Gibson, spent more than 27 years frozen as an embryo before being transferred to her mother's uterus on February 10th.
So the longest frozen embryo was brought to full term.
Yes, it is the
new known
record for the longest frozen embryo to ever come to birth. The previous record, the previous record was set by her sister, Emma Wren Gibson, who was born in 2017. Emma had been frozen for more than 24 years.
Why the big delay?
You know what? They didn't give details on...
Were they going for the record?
Donated the eggs or anything? No. Emma had been frozen for almost 24 years, and both she and her sister were frozen together as embryos.
Both the embryos are behind a slice of wedding cake in the freezer.
So they are full genetic siblings, Wow. But yeah, it's pretty wild.
Now, that seems a bizarre amount. You could see like maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe even 10 years.
And I think that the mother is 28 years old, which means she was 1 year old when this egg was put in to be frozen. Yeah.
How's that possible?
Isn't that wild?
I don't know.
It wasn't from her. It was from another person.
Oh, okay.
They put it in the baby.
I have some friends that are going through this right now, and my friend is pregnant with an embryo that was frozen. And what I didn't realize, or maybe I'd forgotten, was that that embryo already has been...
fertilized?
Well, no, it's
not fertilized,
it's been growing for a little while. So when the frozen embryo is then inserted into the uterus, it's progressed a lot longer. So they have a name for it already. Like it's much more advanced than a normal a conception would be.
How long is the viability on a frozen embryo?
At least 27 years.
At least 27 years. We know this now. So, I'm not sure.
Longer than
steak will last in your freezer.
Are you the kind of person who wants to push the boundaries on your embryo? Let's go for 50.
I know. Yeah. I know that's the thing. So, but I guess these boundaries need to be tested along the line to find out where it ends and where it's no longer available. So.
That's so bizarre.
It is.
That's why it's in the bizarre film.
That's a human being frozen in time.
Yes, yes.
That's really what that is.
Bring out the gimp.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Why?
Okay.
Why not?
Right, guys? It just was there. I was in the Pulp Fiction.
He was already in the Pulp Fiction section.
So the maternity ward of the Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Put it all up.
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
In summation.
Yeah.
Bring out the gimp.
Okay. All right. Whatever that means. Next story.
All right. Wait, needs a big fat magic marker. You got it?
What?
A magic marker. A felt pen. A black magic marker.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Authorities arrested a wanted fugitive Friday because he crashed his motorcycle into a deputy's patrol car. John Leroy Lewis was taken into custody and then sent to a medical center to be treated for his injuries. Deputies Sebastian Dennis and Craig Coca responded in response to a suspicious person complaint. Once they arrived, Deputy Coca observed a man on a motorcycle who he recognized to be Lewis. Coca tried to approach Lewis, who abruptly accelerated away on his motorcycle in the direction of his patrol car. Lewis then ran directly into the front of the car, suffered incapacitating injuries.
It was at that moment he pretended to be a statue, right?
That's right. He was sent to the medical center by an ambulance for treatment. He was not, the deputy was not hurt, and the patrol car remained operational. Lewis was a person without standing warrants for failure to appear in court. This is disturbing. A former Lehigh University student and chemistry major could face at least 20 years in prison after admitting that he laced his roommate's food and drink with a poisonous heavy metal.
What was it, mercury?
No. Yukai Yang pleaded guilty Monday to a single felony count of attempted murder after admitting that he poisoned his roommate with a heavy metal, thallium. Yang faces 6 to 20 years in state prison. Attempted murder carries a maximum sentence of 40 years.
Wow.
And he's cooperating with authorities. That's why they're only looking at 20 years. Yang told the court that he'd been diagnosed with major depression, and defense attorneys said that he also suffered from a possible schizoid disorder. Yang is not a U.S. citizen, and the judge made it clear that his guilty plea will likely prevent him from being able to remain in the country. Prosecutors indicated that Yang will need to serve at least minimum sentence before facing possible deportation. He acknowledged,
how many years do they say how many would serve?
He faces 20 years.
Okay, so after 20 years they would deport him?
Yeah. Yang acknowledged that he purchased the thallium used to poison his roommate. The thallium he purchased it in the first few weeks of March 2018, began poisoning his roommate shortly thereafter, and he had bought it online. Juwan Royal, his roommate at Lehigh for 4 years, testified to the litany of medical ailments that he suffered as a result of the thallium poisoning and its lingering effects. He detailed for the court nausea, weight loss, headaches, and heart palpitations. He described a tingling sensation that started in his extremities. It turned into unfathomable pain in his feet.
Jeez.
That left him unable to sleep or climb stairs. He was finally diagnosed in 2018 with heavy metal poisoning.
Would he? So will these linger for the rest of his life, or will they now?
Maybe. Maybe. Some of it, he says, now he continues to have numbness in his toes and less stamina since before the poisoning. So this guy faces attempted murder charges. Wow. In Washington State, a group of people is walking up the family's front doors in Snohomish County, saying that they are the rightful owners of waterfront homes. The group has taken over homes in different parts of the country, claiming legal ownership of the land beneath it. In one case, they told a homeowner she was being evicted. Detectives say the group knocked on doors in the most upscale neighborhoods, identifying themselves as Moorish sovereign citizens. They carry official-looking documents, and they say they own the property and announce that they're moving in.
Well, we better clear out for you then.
According to the police sergeant, he said they basically come to say that they're from this particular group and that they're there to repossess their home and they want people to vacate the premises. In every case, police were called, and the group cooperated when they were told that they were trespassing and could be arrested. The Southern Poverty Law Center identifies the Moore Sovereign Citizens as an extremist group, saying that members, quote, believe their status as members of a sovereign nation imparts immunity from federal, state, and local authorities. Their group believes that they own all of the land between Alaska and Argentina.
Okay.
And all the islands in between as well. In Maryland,
you got to shoot big.
In Maryland, a member of the group moved into a 35,000 square foot mansion with 12 bedrooms, which was for sale. Lamont Butler claimed the mansion for himself. He even provided documents from the so-called Moorish National Republic to back it up. In North Carolina, a couple who identified with the Moorish Sovereign Movement moved into a multimillion-dollar home for sale, holding a quitclaim deed, and barricaded themselves inside. Their contentious arrest for trespassing rattled neighbors. Police say the group hasn't committed a crime, but that it's visited the same house twice, and they expect to take over. The takeover attempts will continue. So they're going for the biggest, most lavish properties that they can find and saying that they own them.
Our friend Lauren Harris sells some of those properties. That's what her job is now. And she sells lakefront property in this county. I wonder if she's encountered any of these people.
She had to.
You know?
I'll bet you. Yeah.
She's one of them.
Or she has one. No, she's Druish.
Lauren, you would just give your house to
her. Yeah, yeah.
Take it.
Okay.
I
have it. Sure.
Let's see here. How about this? A speeding minivan plowed into a 96-foot-high Buffalo Monument on Thanksgiving morning, killing its passenger and critically injuring the driver.
96-foot-high Buffalo Monument?
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Is it a buffalo or is it a monument to Buffalo?
The monument is in Niagara Square, so it must probably be in Buffalo. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The black Toyota Sienna traveled at an extremely high rate of speed. I thought the same thing, too. I thought it was a 96-foot-tall buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah.
Traveling at an extremely high rate of speed, crashed through two marble traffic posts before slamming into the McKinley Monument. Officers spied the minivan as it flew past before seeing smoke rising almost immediately into the morning sky from the damaged car near City Hall. Yeah.
They drove between the legs of the Sherman Hemsley Monument.
Oh, yeah. That's a smaller one.
It's a smaller one.
So police are asking for any witnesses to pass along information. All right, one last story. Who knew that a shark could be diverted with a camera? Australian diver Dion Creek says that he was diving for crayfish on Magpie Reef in Queensland when a hammerhead shark swam right at him. He says he used his GoPro and its stick mount to push the shark away. The shark turned around and came back at him. He then shoved the shark two more times with the camera before it ended up leaving him alone. So he was able to fight it off with his GoPro.
They always say that, you know, there's a lot of sensitivity in a shark's frontal area, the nose, and then, you know, with the hammerhead between the eyes.
Yeah.
And so if you can punch it, you know, if you have the capability to do that or something metallic to hit it with,
Might be able to get rid of it. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.